And now, for your Wednesday Weekly Dilemma.
That's Les Brown, the man who introduces the Wednesday Weekly Dilemma every Wednesday at 9:30, and he always sounds ready to go and awake. And I got a level with the listeners. Matthew Smith, you are not ready to go this morning.
You know, Les always sounds awake because he's recorded.
No,
he's not doing it live.
Here. He says that live every time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. From Wasilla. We get him on the line. Satellite phone, so it's crystal clear. Yeah.
Well, Matthew Smith, welcome to Studio A. You look a little tired. Your eyes are a little red and your hair is a little messy.
It was an intense school board meeting last night. What can I say? Mm. Hardly slept.
Okay. Now, what's the dilemma?
If you remember, I brought the thunder last week with hug or handshake. So it's all up to you today, Maddie. I hope you're ready.
Oh, I really hope you don't take credit for that.
Yeah, I do.
All you did was say it. We came up with that together.
Say it and had one of the most memorable episodes of Wednesday Weekly Dilemma on record.
Speaking of which, if you would like to relive that episode, you can go on over to KNOM.org/morning because it's up there.
Oh, yeah.
As will this. What we're saying right now will be on the interwebs.
Wow.
In, I don't know, an hour.
By next week, it'll be on there.
No, it'll be up there this morning. But
well, that's great. That's so cool. So you're telling me I can go back and relive past weekly dilemmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we might even get an archive page going so you can rehear stuff from 2000 and get this, 11.
Wow.
Yeah, all
have
way
we
back.
Been doing it since then?
Yes. Are you serious?
You know, Maddie, every day is a new adventure with you, so I just try and live in the present. I don't try and dwell on the past. But it looks like you love to dwell on the past because you're putting it up on the internet.
Mm. I have no comment for that. That is just completely rude, and have a nice day.
Okay. Do we have a dilemma, or should I just leave?
Yeah, get out.
Okay.
Actually, speaking of the past has come back to haunt us because what I have done is gone back as far in the archives as I possibly could to one of our very first Wednesday Weekly Dilemmas when you were not part of the show, when it was Leah Roddy and myself doing it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, back in the good old days when it was truly a dilemma before you came on board.
And I solved things?
No, you ruined them. You make things worse for sure.
Oh, thanks.
Leah used to have some sort of solution. I wish I could share it today, but she concludes things really nicely. She kind of wraps it up as like...
Look, I know Leah Roddy, okay? And she does not tie things up in a neat little bow. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, but with the dilemma, she did.
Really?
Yeah. Everything else aside, she did a good job on this particular program.
She's such a professional.
I think she
she's
did
so
a good,
good
job.
At that radio stuff.
She is. She
oh,
is.
Oh, Leah.
All right. So this is what I'm going to do today. I'm going to present you with a dilemma that Leah and I did in July 2011. So almost a year ago now.
Okay.
And I have Leah's answers recorded, ready to go, and I'll hit the play button. I want to see if you guys have
cool.
the same answer to some of these questions. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
So. This may, you know, I was kind of thinking this is a very basic dilemma, but it makes sense. This is one of the ones we started with. When is it okay to lie? And then I started thinking just about every dilemma you and I do has something to do with putting on some sort of mask to make sure that people don't read too far into what you're thinking.
Huh.
So it's kind of like constantly lying.
I don't know about that. I mean, let's just say it's image crafting, right? You want to carefully craft the image that you're putting forward. And you do that all the time when you put clothes on and when you decide what you're going to say and what you're not going to say. It's all shaping what other people are thinking about you. It's not deceptive.
That's getting too deep. Stop.
Okay.
Leah was, I want to just say, a good person. So when it came to this lying thing, it was, there was some... I don't know. It was totally different than what you're about to say, I'm pretty sure.
She was exceptionally bad at even telling, like, innocent little white lies.
White lies, that's what we were actually talking about. That was the topic. 9:34, we're going to hear from Eddie Arnold. We'll be back to see if Matthew and good old Leah Roddy have the same answers. Is honesty the best policy? When is it okay to lie? Matthew Smith, did you like that song we just heard by Eddie Arnold?
I feel like I'm in a prom back in 1965.
Did you like the song?
Yeah.
Lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lie.
All right, there you go. All right, so I have a feeling, I have an idea where this is going to go. Okay, so can I just throw one at you? We'll see
just
how this goes.
Throw it at me.
Okay, so somebody comes up to you. Let's use me as an example, because then you can hate on me if you want to.
Why would I ever do that, Maddie? Okay. You're my friend and my colleague.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I come up to you and I say, does this look good? So referencing the KNOM hooded sweatshirt that I'm wearing right mm-hmm. now, which I'm actually wearing, not just a shameless plug. If I say, does this look good? And you don't think it looks good.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say?
And I'm saying this to you, to Maddie Giuffre, the guy who I know and I'm friends with.
Yep.
Ostensibly.
Well, friends.
Yeah. Well, I'd have to say no. I mean, I'm usually pretty bad at this kind of whole fashion stuff, but, you know, if you're a friend, and I don't think I'm going to, like, hurt your feelings, I'm just going to have to say no. It doesn't look good.
That's it. You just flat out say...
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
All right. You want to know what Leah Roddy would say?
What would she say?
Leah Roddy, our old morning show host, she would say this if somebody asked her, does this look good? And she didn't think so.
I have told someone that something looks good, and I didn't think so.
Hmm, so she's a liar.
But, you know, I think it's coming out of a place of love. I think she...
Well, I mean, you just used one example. You said me as in Maddie Giuffre. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of other people who I would not be comfortable just lying to.
Okay,
like
so
that.
Let's say...
Or, I mean, who I would be too intimidated or too... unwilling to say, no, that doesn't look good, when it doesn't.
So what I'm hearing is, now that you have heard the original Wednesday Weekly Dilemma host's answer, you're switching to what she said.
What I'm saying is, your ability to frame the question needs to improve, because you just said, if I'm talking to you, and for you, you know, I can tell you honestly, because, you know, there's, we do this dilemma together, we've bonded, man. Other people?
Bonded. Mutual dislike. Just kidding.
You can call it that.
Yeah. All right, so what if it's an acquaintance / somebody who...
Yeah, that's the kind of situation where I'd probably have to lie. Yeah, I'd probably have to say, yeah, that looks good. Or...
How deep would the lie go?
Like, I'm not going to fawn over their awesome choice of clothing or something. I'll just say, like, yeah, it looks fine. Something like that. Try and change the subject as quickly as I can so I don't have to, you know, say they look great or something when I don't think they do.
Burn.
Yeah.
Next. Ready?
Yep.
You are eating a meal that your grandmother made for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting down at the table. I don't know. It's just you and her. It's you and the whole family or something. And she asks you directly, how are you enjoying the meal? And what would you say to your grandmother? You are not enjoying the meal.
It doesn't matter what you're thinking. You are enjoying that meal. You tell grandma, yes, I'm loving it.
Wow. You ready for what Leah said?
Yep.
That would be, I am enjoying the meal, grandma. I think that's more of a respect thing. Like,
yeah,
I respect.
For sure.
Who's that other guy?
An appreciation. Like, I feel like you're appreciating the dinner. Hey, it might not be your favorite dinner ever, but you appreciate the fact that it's your grandmother's.
She makes a beautiful point right there. Yeah, that was me, the co-hosting, back before I got the first chair gig here. But she makes the point, you don't have to necessarily be enjoying the meal. The white lie there is... So I don't even feel like it's lying, because you're just telling your grandmother that you really appreciate the fact that she put all this love and time and energy into making this meal for you.
And
so.
Honestly, it's almost like that's a very unlikely scenario. Grandmas are always great cooks. You know, grandmas are always able to...
It's a very unlikely scenario.
Yeah, even if it's not your favorite meal, it's not like you're choking down rat poison. I mean, it's pretty good, probably. And it's a warm meal with your family or with somebody who cares about you, so... Yeah, just deal with it and say you like the meal.
Hmm. This was back when the Wednesday Weekly Dilemma was a little more ooey-gooey still. It was kind of fluffy.
Before we took it to some dark territory.
Yeah, it gets darker every week, so I feel like we're kind of going back up a little.
You know, honestly, Maddie, I don't know when that would happen, that situation.
The grandma thing? Were you not enjoying grandma's meal?
No, well, it's more like... no matter what happens when I'm eating a meal with grandma, I'm going to go out of my way to tell her I'm enjoying the meal. I don't think grandma's ever going to sit there and just look me square in the eye and say, do you like the meal?
Yeah.
That's, you know, my grandma is too humble and too kind of, you know, too loving to want to put me on the spot. But I'll make sure she knows I really do appreciate all the hard work she did for the meal. So
my grandma is so humble that if you do compliment the meal, she doesn't know how to accept that compliment. Interesting. Grandmas are interesting.
Grandmas are great.
Next. Ready? Last one. This is a really unique one. I don't know how we came up with this, but it was a year ago, so time has made me wiser.
We'll see about that.
Okay, so you are at an art gallery.
Yep.
It's you and your friend Susan. who's the person? Amy, and is Amy the fake person that we made up?
I have no idea.
A long time ago. So you're with Amy or Susan at this art gallery.
Let's go with Susan. I like that name.
Susan. You're staring at a painting. Susan loves this painting, okay? And she loves it so much that she dragged you to this art gallery to show it to you.
Mm-hmm.
You despise this painting. Hmm. What do you say to Susan? Susan's your friend.
Susan, my friend, I would have to say, like, you know, you have to explain to me why you love this painting. I mean, I feel it's pretty infrequent that somebody gets all riled up over a painting. So if she has real passion for this thing, tell me, you know, tell me what it is that appeals to you. Otherwise, I'm just going to have to say, like, I'm not feeling it, you know. This painting is just not doing it for me.
So that's what you would say, that this is not doing it for me.
That's what I would say. But I would really try and ask her to explain what it is that appeals to her about it. You know, that way I could at least attempt, at least on a, like, you know, an intellectual level, to enjoy it the way she does. But at the end of the day, if I'm just not feeling it, I just got to tell her. You know, like, yeah, it's, I mean, I won't tell her I hate it, but I just got to say, like, it's just not doing it for me what it clearly does for you.
Our old Wednesday Weekly Dilemma host Leah said this.
I think it's about how you do it. Because if you have the attitude of, like, this is a terrible painting, and you're totally ruining your friend's love of this picture by your how negative you are, that is probably worse than you saying, yeah, I really like it, even if you don't. I would err on the side of, like, saying, like, it's not my favorite. I'm glad you like it. I guess that's a really, like, easy, like, middle-of-the-road answer.
I was going to say, there's some middle ground there where you do not have to lie, but you don't necessarily have to tell the whole truth.
Like,
but to some people,
this would be the last painting I would ever, ever put on my wall. You don't have to go that far.
You and Leah are really good at this middle of the road thing.
Yeah. You have to be. It's how you get through life's little dilemmas.
I think that's why white lies, the phrase white lie has been created. It's because you kind of have to fudge some things in one direction or the other.
Yeah.
In order to make it work.
You know, Maddie, I've realized that today's dilemma is really just a way for you to not have to take a stance on anything.
Yeah, you got it.
Way to go.
Yeah.
You've dodged a bullet with this one.
Yeah, I'm gonna play a little more music. There's plenty more of your dilemma coming up next. It's 9:46. You're with Maddie and some other guy on the Wednesday Weekly Dilemma. To lie or not to lie, that's what we're talking about today. When is it appropriate to lie? And now I will throw this one your way, Matthew.
Okay,
go. We were talking about a painting, right?
We just did,
painting on the wall.
That happens all the time.
Really?
No.
Okay, so somebody else does the painting. Somebody you know is the painter.
Ooh.
Do you lie to them? You hate this painting. You would never hang it up in your house. You are passionately against this painting, but they put their heart and soul into it.
You know that, I mean, you can kind of extrapolate that to any friend who has, you know, artistic endeavors, you know, a musician friend who plays you a song and you really don't like it, or, you know, somebody who works in pottery and they make you a cup or a bowl and you really think it's hideous. It's unfortunate.
Well, if they make you a potter bowl, can't you just graciously accept it and then do what Leah kind of said, refer to the fact that they love you and they put this time into it and then just put it in the back of the cupboard?
Okay, so that's for the bowl. But what about a musician friend who makes a song that you don't like, or an album you don't like, or...
Actually, I was going to go there next. What if somebody writes a novel that you don't like? I mean, and they, like... put a lot of time into it, as opposed to a painting that a lot of times can take a while, but say the painting only took a week or so to do, whereas a novel or an album of music would take months or years.
Undoubtedly, yeah. Well, you know, I hate to do the middle of the road thing, but I think you just have to realize that they're making this for themselves and not for you. And they're trying to express themselves and some of their thoughts and, you know, feelings in this work, whether it's a painting or a song or an album or even pottery, you know. It's what they want to put out there. So it's not really up to you to judge. So you should just be gracious with it and thank them for their effort. You don't have to hang the painting on your wall. You don't have to listen to the album, but... You know, just recognize it's not for you.
You do have to have at least a couple of the songs in your playlist when you're throwing a party to make sure that they do come up once in a while.
I suppose.
Susan made you a CD, 12 songs.
Mm-hmm. She spent
3 months writing and producing and playing this music and recording it. Mm. There are 12 love songs to you.
Wow, Sue.
Now what?
I'm sorry, Sue. I'm with somebody, but...
No. What do you say about the music?
So it's clearly something made
She
for
didn't
you.
Do it for herself. She did it for you. Hmm. What do?
That... again, you just have to take the other person into account. Clearly, Susan is...
You're going to lose Susan forever if you mess this up, Matthew.
She's a... Oh, no, Susan...
She already knows that you don't like her taste in art.
She's a little...
You don't like her pottery.
Perhaps.
Which is currently on the back of the toilet holding, you know, some TP.
No, there's some flowers in there. Clearly, Susan is a little obsessed, maybe. Or you have to let her down gently. Because Susan is clearly, you know, she cares a lot about me. But, you know, poor Sue...
You've lost Susan. She's gone. She's walking away. You no longer have her friendship.
Be free, young Susan. Be free.
But at least you can say you told the truth. You are not a white liar.
I'm not. It's not necessarily about telling the truth, but you just have to be careful. You know, you'll break her heart.
So, okay. So now now it's coming down to whether or not you're gonna break a heart.
Yeah.
Oh, Matthew.
Well, I mean, you're giving me these bizarre scenarios where someone is writing an album or a novel for you.
For you, yeah.
Like, that happens all the time. We can all relate to that.
Yeah. Has anybody written a novel for you recently? A little off topic.
Not recently, no.
No, but a while ago they did.
Yeah.
How did you let them down? Did you let them down like Susan? Is Susan real? Is she just gone?
I just moved to Alaska.
Because she wrote that book for you?
Mm-hmm.
What was it called?
Don't Move to Alaska. Please, don't move to Alaska.
9:53 on your Wednesday Weekly Dilemma. Somehow we got to wrap this up when we come back. We are discussing the white lie. When is it okay to lie? And I just don't know. I'm looking at Matthew Smith right now, and I just don't know.
We are befuddled.
Jackson 5 with ABC on your Wednesday. ABC by the Jackson 5 from 1970, finishing up your Wednesday Weekly Dilemma with Maddie and Matthew. Matthew, what's your final conclusion on this whole topic of lying? When is it okay to lie and when is it not? Can you sum it up?
I'm going to say if you're going to hurt somebody else's feelings pretty deeply by telling the truth...
Do it.
Tell a little white lie.
Okay.
It's terrible to say on the radio, yeah, go ahead, lie, but... You know, sometimes it's better for the other person, you know. But if it's really, really important to tell the truth, then don't tell a little white lie just to make somebody else feel comfortable. You know, balance the need to tell the truth with the need to not hurt somebody else. There.
Conclusion drawn. That's some wisdom. That is beautiful.
Thanks.
Yeah, I definitely think spare the other person's feelings if possible.
But if it's really important, the truth is more worth it.
Share the truth.
Yep.
Good. Okay, well... That was boring. You finished this up for us. You wrapped it up nicely.
Way too easy,
a little
huh?
package.
I'm a little Leorati over here.
So white lies are sometimes okay.
Yeah. <Okay. laughs> That's probably the conclusion people have been drawing on this topic since the beginning of time.
And they probably want us to stop talking about it, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe next week, Maddie, you can find a dilemma that you can sound off on instead of playing clips of Leah.
Maybe next week you can come in on time so I don't have to go wake you up and drag you out of bed.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, so if for some reason somebody is crazy enough to want to hear this again, yeah, you can go to knom.org/morning and you can relive episodes of the Wednesday Weekly Dilemma now. That is now available to you. And this episode will be up online within the half hour.
Soonish.
As soon as I can run to my computer and hit upload, this will be online.
Yeah, so for everybody who thought the last half hour, you just want to relive it.
Yeah, if you just loved it.
What is it again? KNOM.org/morning?
/morning.
Cool.
Yeah. And of course, if you have a dilemma idea for Matthew and I, send us an email, morning@knom.org. And we'd love to discuss it. That way we don't have to refer back to Leah Roddy's good old days. The show is now a year old. Congratulations.
Wow. We made it a year.
I made it a year. You've made it about, what, 9 months?
Wow, I've made it 9 months.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Thanks for tuning in to your Wednesday Weekly Dilemma. Matthew Smith, I hope to not see you next week. Hopefully we can finally get a replacement for you.
Probably not. I'll see you next Wednesday.
All right. Have a good one. This concludes your morning show for the day. I'll see you on Thursday. Rick is coming up next. 47 degrees. KNOM Radio, the time right now, 10 o'clock.